And now it's time for this week's Images of the Past. Wayne Ponenen is with Historical Footprints Incorporated. He joins us today to talk about the lead subsidence. Wayne Ponenen, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Well, good to be back with you, Laurie.
So we're talking about lead. That must mean we're talking about Homestake Gold Mine. I don't even know if I know what subsidence means. So why don't you start us out and tell us what exactly are we talking about here?
Well, what we're really talking about is the ground sinking. And it is one of the major historical events in Leeds history. And it started about 1919. And it was caused by Homestake, who was mining at pretty good depth by then, and their backfill, you know, filling up the holes that they mined, was not done properly. And so consequently, the ground above started to slip and fall. And in about 1919, there was a couple of holes that opened up on Main Street. And of course, no one really knew the cause of that. So Homestake simply filled those holes and didn't give it another thought. And then very slowly, over about 15 years, there was cracks in buildings. Buildings continued to sink. And before it was over, in the mid-1930s, it had dropped 32 feet in about a 10-block area right in the center of Lead. And it moved to the northeast. And so those buildings had to be removed. One of them was a four-story hotel, which was highly modern for the time, and it had been built in the early 1920s. They also lost a three-story bank and a beautiful Burlington Railroad depot and a tower that was about three stories high. So that's kind of what happened, is it dropped because of the ground underneath was not backfilled properly. And because it was slow, they were able to salvage a lot of material from these buildings that were falling and cracking and being destroyed. And one of the most prominent families was the Clarks. And I had the pleasure and privilege of interviewing Cushman Clark, who was a younger brother of in the Clark family. And his brother salvaged enough material to move up Main Street and build a string of buildings up there using material from the subsidence area.
So I'm wondering, Wayne, if did the people at Homestake, were they being irresponsible, or was this just a feat of engineering that they had not mastered yet?
It was the engineering. They did not realize the weight that that rock, you know, had, and so they had to change their mining methods, which they did promptly. And one of the amazing things of this, although it covered over 10 blocks in downtown Lead, there was not a single lawsuit. Each business person or homeowner simply made a list of what their building was worth, the inventory, the lost income. They would bring that to Homestake, and Homestake simply wrote them a check.
Really? What was the process of moving like then? There's some salvaging, and so the whole town just over a period of time?
About 15 years, yeah.
Really?
So because it was slowly happening, and there wasn't any real sudden movement, it was all very subtle. They were able to work in that area and do it. And another result of that, even in the 30s, when they thought it was about done, they were concerned that it would continue and possibly undermine the high school, which is right downtown. So that is why in 1940, they built a brand new Lead High School at its present location.
It seems like a civic challenge, an organizational challenge, and it sounds like the town of Leeds sort of rose to that challenge. What were some of the leadership, who were the folks that kind of helped orchestrate that?
Well, of course, Homestake was the main player. I believe Blackstone was the general manager at that time. Greer had passed away in 1914. And Homestake immediately assumed responsibility. There was no question that they had made a major engineering mistake and had not filled those mined-out areas completely to the top. And so they changed their mining methods considerably after that time period, and we have had little to none movement in the rock in lead sense.
And this was occurring at a time when Homestake was sort of struggling, or were they doing really well at this period of time?
Homestake was doing well. They had the Ellison Shaft is where they were getting most of their ore from. And then in 1934, they built the Ross Shaft, which was further south. You have to remember that Homestake ore body ran from north to south at about a 45-degree angle. And the upper end of it was closer to the surface on the north end. And that's why they were mining closer to the surface, because that's where the ore body was. And now, before Homestake closed in 2002, they were still following that same ore body, and it had plunged to over 8,000 feet, about 4 miles, 3 miles south of Leeds.
So, Wayne, we've got about a minute left, and I'm wondering if you visit Leeds today, how much evidence of this particular time in their history do you witness, and how does it appear?
Because of the open cut, which they went back and mined again in the 90s, there is nothing that lets you know about this event in Leeds history. Homestake has moved the cut south. We had to reroute some roads to the south. We had to relocate some housing areas. All of that was done in the 90s. And that gave Homestake a lot more ore and gave the life, the mine, a few more years of life before it had to close. But you don't see anything today.
That's fascinating. I've never heard this story, Wayne. So thank you so much for bringing it to us today. We really appreciate your time.
Well, and I appreciate being with you, Laurie.
All right, take care now.
Thank you.